It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in a time of prayer? Precious Father, thank you for the dear saints of God. Down through the years, how faithful they've been. Lord, to pray with us, to carry burdens with us, share with us burdens. Oh Lord, would you just draw your little flock of God close to you. Lord, thank you for every born-again believer. God, as we look back through the years and the little churches that we've been with, the saints of God that we've got to know, that are real, love the Lord, and Father, how faithful they've been. And God, would you just open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing upon each and every life. Father, the saints of God that help us with the work here, Lord, would you bless them? And God, we ask your will to be done in each life today. Now, Father, would you get glory? Tender our hearts. Oh, Lord, keep your hand upon us. Don't leave us to ourselves. God, it's wonderful to be saved. But oh, may we always want to be closer to you and be filled with your wisdom and your word. Father, help us today to just put a love in our heart for the things of God. Lord, your precious will be done. Father, there's so many that are lost. So many of our relatives and friends that know not the Lord. God, we bring them to you. But Lord, as your children, may we live before this world and show them that there is a reality in Jesus Christ. Your will be done. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. Thank you for tuning in. May God bless you. I want to invite you to just open God's precious word again to the book of Romans, and we're turning to chapter number 6. And as I looked at this, what are we going to deal with here now? In other words, we've already looked back, but here God's going to show us the importance and the principle of sanctification, that we've been set apart. How did all of that happen? Could I just take you back through the Bible in the book of Romans just a moment, and let's trace something. The book of Romans in chapter 1 starts off with the precious, glorious gospel. And how that then you look, and because of the condemnation and sin, righteousness is needed. And then we look in chapter number 1 that man has just gone so far and deep in sin that God actually gave many up to their fullness of sin to just let them go. And then you come on through the Word of God, and we're declared all have sinned and away from God. But then you come to verse 21 in chapter number 3, and God shows us the importance of righteousness In other words, man, because of his sin, he's under condemnation. He's living under the judgment of God. But righteousness is imputed to us. And that means with that righteousness that with Christ, we can be justified just as if we'd never sinned. And the beauty of it, God describes righteousness. How does he describe it? Well, he gives us a good illustration of Abraham's faith, how that he received God's righteousness by faith, not by his works, not by his circumcision. Abraham's faith was apart from the law. In fact, he showed us how that Abraham, his faith was just simply in God, what God said. Well, think about it. What is your faith based in? Works? Or what you do? Or is it in God? Oh, the beauty of the scripture. And then in chapter number 5, we looked at the benefits of God's righteousness. How that God covers up with righteousness. And then we come on in the chapter, and in chapter number 6, or verse 5, excuse me, from verse 12, how does God take and apply his righteousness to us that were sinners? We were sinners by nature. We were sinners because of our father, because of our daddy, Adam. One sin brought in, but then God brought Moses, and Moses brought the law and showed us how sinful we were. But then the Lord has shown us that just as in Adam all sin, in Christ all can live. How? By his righteousness and by his grace. Not of works, lest any man should boast, but by the pure grace of God, which is a gift. So now, thinking of that, looking back, we come to chapter number 6, and look what it says. What shall we say then? Now, Paul's declaring, he said, hey, there was a day he was lost, but he said, I'm saved. What can we say then? Shall we that are born again, we that have received Christ, we that have received the free gift of God's grace, we that are reigning under his righteousness, through his righteousness, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? See, verse 1 is going back up and talking about the grace of God, the more grace, the grace of God, a gift of grace. Verse 21 of chapter 5 says, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, by being saved by grace, how shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Well, Paul answers that in verse number 2. In fact, before we continue reading on, how many times have you that really believe in the grace of God and believe you're saved by God's grace and kept by God's power, and you've always had it thrown in your face, well, you just believe that you can, because you believe in God's grace, you can live any way you want to. Well, may we point someone to this verse here? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Paul says, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? In other words, God has delivered us from sin. We are to walk in righteousness and in the grace of God. Can we live any longer therein? He said, how can we live any longer therein? We are dead to sin. Whoa! How did we die to sin? In Christ. And the thing about it is, look at baptism. Does baptism save you? Never. What is baptism a picture of? Thus, as you trusted Jesus Christ, as you go in the water, you died to your sins, and you came out of the water, and you lived in righteousness in Christ. That water did not save you. That water did not wash your sins away. It was just a picture of what happened when you received Christ. For in Him we all live. In Adam we all die. But in Christ we live. By what? Grace. How? Through His righteousness. Amen. And may we not live any longer therein. Look at verse 3. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Oh, he's dealing with baptism here. You were baptized unto His death. Therefore, we're buried with Him by baptism into death. In other words, baptism is a picture showing us what happened, that we've died unto death. And like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Right here is where God, His righteousness has been imparted. But now in these scriptures, we're looking at the principle of sanctification, to walk in newness of life. How do we do that? Look at verse 5. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. In Adam we all die. In Christ we live. Are you living in Christ? Are you letting your life be fulfilled in His life, in His newness? Or in Christ we live by grace. May God bless you until next time.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to The Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's The Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.